baby is here.
I do. It's quick time in the city.
My God.
Welcome to Girl What You Watching. So today we are going to be talking about things that we want to leave behind in 2018. Things we're looking forward to in 2019. But before we get started, let's all go around and introduce ourselves, say what we are sipping on, and also which Scandal character that you are.
Okay. Hi, I'm Bebe, and I'm sipping on this new wig I got. Very excited.
It's a great wig.
Not really. She got it for herself, but she didn't wear it, so then she let me have it. But I cut out the middle part, so she got it for me.
Yeah.
The character in Scandal that I would be, I think it's James. Do you remember him?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
R.I.P.
Yeah. Oh, James. Yeah.
Cyrus's husband. Who got
totally
murked
because
of Cyrus's own foolishness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He tried so hard. To do good, and in the end, it didn't even matter. He just got shot by a.
Was it that?
Oh, it was her other man, Jake.
Yeah. Jake.
Yeah.
Jake shot him.
Jake's the worst.
Yeah.
It was awful. Yeah. I never forgave him for that.
No, I didn't.
And James's voice was so nice, and he was so nice, and they had that baby that disappeared for like 3 seasons and then randomly came back. You were like, where was this beautiful little black baby?
What a show.
But then he married that pretty boy.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you have to stay married.
Right.
Like,
and then the pretty boy took the baby.
Yeah.
How does that work?
How did he get
all
custody?
These
how does that work?
White men raising this little black baby.
Yeah.
She's
like,
passing her off.
No, right? Just kidding. Really? And like 2 of the 3 are killers. Like, she's got a hard life.
Wow. Where was Child Protective Services?
Right. I know.
They run Grey's Anatomy, apparently.
Probably.
Oh, I'm Sheree. I am sipping on Sandra Oh's Golden Globe win.
Hey.
For a lead actress, first time history made. She's amazing. National treasure. Give her more.
Yes.
My Scandal character would be Quinn, because I'm also hard to kill, and I'll cancel somebody real fast.
Yes.
And I'm going to take over for Olivia someday.
Mm. Nice.
One way or the other.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. Should I go next since I'm talking?
Yeah.
This is Aisha. And I'm Melly, because Melly never got to have any kind of fun. It was always like, oh, well, you know, you just stand there and be like first lady and pretty and just take all this pain and hurt and swallow it, but make sure your hair is big and you look nice. And so I understand that. But then when she did try to have fun, it always kind of blew up in her face. So I'm Melly. I'm like sad inside.
My favorite Melly moments are her in the bathrobe after the sun dies. And she's like pointing at people with her chicken legs and trying to take a moment from her. She's like, no, let me tell you something. Finish.
Yeah.
Right.
I sat here for all your fears. I'm having my damn chicken.
Yeah.
Yes, Melly.
God.
Yes.
No, and
give
I.
Give her an award.
Right. And she's always pulling out hooch from like different places in the Oval Office. She's like, oh, I've got some hooch.
Right.
It's over here.
Chicken. Yeah.
Hero.
No, I too like to make a point with food.
Yeah.
And I also.
Keep a leg in my bag just in case anybody.
Yeah,
right.
And I enjoy like the harder liquors. So yeah, Melly.
She's a queen.
See, this is why I don't watch this show. this is Kenya. I don't watch Scandal. I don't subscribe to Shonda Lynn. She be taking small, normal things that sound interesting and making them too crazy. Y'all talk about like like all these white men raising black babies and people making points with chicken wings and. Alcohol stored all over the White House.
It's very entertaining.
What is happening? I can't even follow this discussion. So when asked this question, I got real confused. And I was like, I'll just be the little black boy from Harry Potter. That's going to be my Scandal character. But I was informed that he's on How to Get Away with Murder. But, you know, is there a difference?
There is.
Sure.
Well,
sure there is. Sure, Jan.
Murder.
Murder is it came out a bit stronger for me because everybody liked Scandal, and I was like, I'm watching it, but I don't know. And then it got randomly good, and I was like, well, we can't stop now.
Right.
And then they did.
Murder goes back and forth, but Viola is a treasure.
Right? Yeah. We love her.
What are you sipping on?
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to be sipping on something. I'm sipping on the taco casserole that I plan to make tonight. Mm. It is a recipe from my childhood that my mother made for me and all of my drama classmates during tech week. It is a delicious meal. I wish I had a child at home that I could scream at to take my meat out the freezer because I forgot to. But it's okay. That's what the defrost button on the microwave is for. So we're going to be fine.
That's so real, though, because on the way here, like, I was going to make something and I was like, damn, it's still in the freezer. I guess I'm not going to make it now. Right. Like, but yeah. Right. Children are good for that.
Children are good for that. Well, they try to.
When they mind, but when they don't mind, then they're not good for that.
I used to forget too.
Yeah.
The days.
I'm Dion. I'm sipping on the fact that our government's still shut down. What's gonna happen?
Man.
Start 2019 off on the wrong foot.
I want my refund.
I know you don't get it.
But then I'm like, do we have to pay our taxes then? I'm just wondering.
I have been wondering that too, because I think I might owe this year.
I know, I'm probably
Please edit that part out. Mm-hmm. But but I have been wondering, like, I think they did say that the IRS is going to have to, like, they're going to do something so that refunds go out and all of that gets processed on time.
Can you imagine being in the IRS and being like, oh, we all get to leave except for us? Are you serious?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Everybody who doesn't have to be here, step forward. Not so fast, IRS.
Right.
No, you know what?
No, you stay. Not you. You sit.
You
sit
get to
down.
Stay. You handle the money and the numbers.
Yes.
No, it's nothing worse than like all your coworkers getting a snow day except you. You're just like, no one's here. Oh, God.
And who would stop me? Because they're all at home. Except for us,
right?
Who's gonna stop me?
There's probably one rebel in the room. Talking
Granted, about. They still get to get a paycheck while everybody else is just like savings.
That's
Do
true.
We have them?
My livelihood. Like,
yeah.
Right. No. TSA workers are like calling in sick or you know using that PTO.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they closed the terminal at Miami because they're like, we don't have anybody to work it because everybody's calling in sick. So
it's like, you're not going to not pay me to stand here and have people be irritated with me for doing my job.
Right. Exactly. Yep. That is not a nice job. Mm-hmm.
No. Actually, when I came back from Thanksgiving, I was going through Hartsfield Jackson. And I was like, it was taking a really long time. And so, like, Atlanta, this is what I love about Atlanta sometimes, because it's like, it's black as soon as you get there, and that includes the airport. And so, like, I was going through, and I was like, really, like, you know, at the point where I was just like, I think I'm gonna miss my flight, like, my gate is probably closing. And so, since it was after the holidays, I had like food in my bag. And my bag was flagged or whatever. And so I'm just like, oh, shit. So I'm just like, you know, standing there like real impatient and stuff, like I'm super important when I'm really just, you know, coming back here to like work from home. But, you know, like, oh, I have to be somewhere. And so the guy, he's like, oh, yeah. So what kind of food? What y'all have at Christmas? And I'm just like, sir, I don't have time for this. But then I remembered I was in Atlanta and somebody might know my mama and report back to her that I was not nice to this person. So I caught myself and was like, you know what? I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be short with you, but I am scared I'm going to miss my flight. And he's like, no, that's all right. That's all right. but I didn't miss my flight because obviously I'm here and not like still.
You should have pulled a melee and taken out a chicken leg.
Right. I did have turkey in there. Yes. I did have like some turkey and my mom's famous dressing in there. So, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like, speaking of Millie, that was going to be my choice, so I had to come up with something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When you said that, but you know what? It's all good.
But why would you be Millie? Yeah.
Well, I changed my mind. Now I'm going to be too late for Millie, though. I do love me some Millie. I am now Papa Pope because I, too, like to monologue for a long time. And I like to use alliterations like, well, that's not alliteration. But I like to say things like, no matter how white the night. You know how he do?
He's speaking
so
in
great.
High water. Yes, and I am the hell and the high water.
You are Olivia Pope and you are my daughter. Like, every time.
Why are Joe Horton is just unstoppable. Shonda writes some truly Shakespearean monologues. Yeah. I'm like, people don't talk about this, but, like, you've got your whole soliloquy, like, going for you, like, right now, and I am living for it. Right. So, Joe. And then, also, I'm a little bit of, like, Fitz's eyebrows because they don't exist. And sometimes I just check out, you know, and it's like, where'd she go? Like,
they tried to fill them the last season.
They did.
And you could tell.
I was like, why did you wait so long?
Because I just got used to him not having them. And then they were there. And I was like, I don't know what we're doing with our budget, but I do not co-sign on this.
Right.
What? Like, they finally decided to get some brow filler. Like,
it was awkward.
I didn't even know. Eyebrows. I think, like, one of you guys pointed out to me that he didn't have eyebrows, and then it was just like...
It often makes us very angry.
I don't know if he had them when he did Ghost either, and that's been, like, 20-something years ago.
He probably didn't have them when he was born.
Right?
Maybe he just got really tired of everybody on the internet talk about how he didn't have no eyebrows. He was like, it's the last season and they not gonna stop watching the show just because I get some eyebrows. Right. So just give me the filler.
It took me out. I was like, this is not a given circumstances. Right. Our president doesn't have eyebrows. Don't change things. And now he does. Who is this?
It was like, he got eyebrows once he stopped being president.
That's true.
I mean, like, stress. Stress.
I mean, look at Obama, you know. He definitely had a mini glow up after he stopped.
Yeah, he did. He's
such that person who's winning the breakup. Like, we all broke up. We didn't want to, but we did. We're like, I don't know if this is going to work out because, like, life is awful. And he's like, fine, but I'm going to Miami. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to get a tan.
Right.
I'm going to read books. I'm going to go see Beyonce and Jay-Z with Michelle.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to get back together. And you're like, you can't. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
You used to call me like, sorry, this is going to go.
Bring me back.
Yeah.
He's all like, new phone,
who
this? What's wrong with America?
And
not my problem.
But can you, like,
I was not born here.
Can you blame him for just being like, oh well?
Right. All right, let's talk a little bit about news.
I put down Kamala Harris because a Washington Post reporter tweeted while she was at the event that she heard screeching. But it was the AKAs doing their ski-wee sound, which I will not do because it is trademarked by the AKAs. What? And I'm not trying to get sued by the pink and green. So, but she tweets this like, you know, oh, heard screeching, did not expect to hear that here. And everybody was like, okay, one, like Kamala Harris is a member of AKA Sorority Incorporated or whatever. I don't know what the whole full title is.
Alpha Sorority Incorporated.
Thank you. I'm not Greek, so I don't know. But, you know, Kamala Harris, she is a part of the sorority. So granted, her sisters were there, her sorors were there and, you know, doing their call out to each other. Mm-hmm. And instead of like, you know, at being at this event and saying, hey, what's happening? She decides what it is, labels it screeching, and then puts it out on the internet. And of course, the AKAs and pretty much, you know, bougie black people everywhere dragged her. Like, how could you not know this? Uh-huh. And also, if you're going to be covering this woman who is a potential presidential candidate, you need to be doing like a little bit. You should know that she is in this organization and that this happens. But I feel like it is, in a lot of outlets have pointed this out. This is a really great example of why you need diversity in newsrooms, because you have this white woman reporter covering this candidate and doesn't know like what is essentially kind of, it's a basic fact about her that you can find on Wikipedia, but it also sort of informs who she is. Like if she is part of this organization, that kind of implies and suggests a lot of other things about her that might be important to understanding who she is. So it's a very interesting event that illustrates a larger problem in like, not just media, but in a lot of other places where when you don't have diversity, then bad things happen.
Right, exactly. Like advertising, they always be fucking up every day. You know, but just like, I'm like, if you had one person in the room who you could show something to and you could be like, okay, is this racist or not?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they could, you know, literally just look at it and be like, no, this is racist. Just one.
Yeah.
One person of color. One go-to, like, right before you put out the ad, H&M, right before you put out the ad. My roommate and I, one of my other roommates, Kira, both had an audition the other day, and I'm not gonna say for who, but the commercial just like had some language like for a black, you know, female character that was like really like, oh girl, like why is you doing this when you could be doing it? Like the way she was talking, oh, this kind of like very like cut up Ebonics were like, you know, if there was just one, you know, person of color in the appetizer room, it could be like, she don't need to talk like this.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know, like, then, you know, y'all could avoid a scandal before it even happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't watch the clip, was she just like, after Kamala Harris sat down, was she like, oh, all this screeching for you, isn't it great? Or was she like?
Well, I wonder, yeah. So let me see if I can't find the tweet. Because she just tweeted it. So she was at the event. And I guess she was kind of like live tweeting it or whatever. And in the moment, she tweeted about the noise, not knowing that, again, this was sort of like how this group of people recognizes each other. Mm-hmm. And that if you know black culture, then you would know that this is not a bunch of women screeching. And also just to characterize it as a screech as opposed to, oh, wow, these ladies are, you know, saying hello to each other in an interesting way. Like, you know, there was another way to, there are other ways to put that than to label it like, to if you read that tweet, you would think that she was at an event and people were literally like, just, at each other. It's like, that's not, right. That's just like, what's happening.
Also layers, I mean, amongst that, like, passive racism, I feel like there's also layers of, like, sexism. Because, like, screeching and shrill are words that the patriarchy uses when we say too many things they don't want to hear. So the fact that she tweeted that.
Right. Or you could have just not acknowledged it and just, like, had it lumped into the other cheering that I'm assuming happened at the exact same time.
Right.
Like, why do we need to call out that this sounds strange? Because, obviously, like, Kamala Harris might have called it out if it sounded strange.
Right.
Being like, why are people screeching at me? Right. But she knows why, because, like, ugh.
Also, how do you not ask if you really don't know what's going on? How do you get put on someone and you're not going to ask them questions? Like, I didn't understand that. Could you explain that to me? In
right.
Theaters?
That's the privilege to not ask.
Yeah, there's...
I don't have to ask anything. I have privilege.
Right.
I already know everything because that's what everybody already told me.
Right.
And I would say, like, there was a really, like, and I'm looking at it right now to find both the tweet and, like, the Root had a really nice breakdown of why this was problematic. So if you want a very insightful sort of recap and also opinion on it, but saying, like, somebody pointed out, you're a journalist. That's your job to ask questions. Like, if something, if something is like, you know, novel is happening in your environment that you are not aware of, turn to, you know, somebody who is engaging in it and say, oh, excuse me, could you please explain what's going on? Right. Oh, and I'm sure they would happily tell you because, you know, no offense to everybody in Greeks, but they will tell you. Exactly.
But we are a proud people. Right. Yeah.
Like, give you,
they'll tell you what you don't want to know.
Right. They will give you the whole history of, like, you know, like, I'm not in a letter sorority, but I know about, like, you know, their history of the thing. But the tweet was from Chelsea James, and her tweet was, members of her Howard sorority are in the room and screech when she mentioned her time there. Did not expect to hear screeches here.
So. Did not expect.
Like, what is that about?
Oh, my God. I think that's the
did
most.
Did not expect to hear screeches. Like, what's your problem, girl?
Right, yeah.
Well, you hearing them. They're here.
Right. So what you gonna do?
It's happening.
Yeah, so there's a lot in that tweet that is like, I mean, I'm sure she thought it was just a throwaway, like, ooh, look at me, I'm being like clever and snarky. But it's like, one, you're showing your ignorance of, you know, a very important part of black culture. Two, you're kind of showing your privilege and that you don't have to, like, be curious about it. And three, that you can comment on it and have an opinion about it, even though you're completely ignorant of what's happening. So it's just, you know, layers upon layers of just wrong, loud and wrong.
Right.
So.
So much down
the
path. I feel like
we
just throw in a suitcase.
Awesome.
Just trying to
tackle
all of that.
But yeah.
Just leave it home.
Yeah.
Just
like, you can lose that when you know.
Okay, so why don't we talk about 2018? We can talk about things that happened that we thought were dope or things that we just want to leave behind in 2018. Like, so me, for example, I'm ready to leave behind predatory, basic ass men like R. Kelly. That docu-series came out and people are like, a couple people acting brand new like, oh, I'm like... so shook, like I did. I mean, I guess like for real, there are people who didn't know about all this, or at least didn't know like to the extent that like this kind of thing, you know, was happening. But like, I feel like, I don't know. Yeah, like you said, there's people who also didn't want to know or didn't want to pay attention or knew and still like don't care. And those people are like out here. Yeah, because I feel like when it comes to like Black woman, like young Black woman being abused, like people find it easier to like turn away.
Because they're all like, oh, those, they were just fast. I'm like, no. They can be whatever you want to call them. However, he's an adult.
Right.
They are children. So.
Right. Evidently, he's like in Chicago or just was in Chicago because like his birthday.
Oh, it was his birthday.
No, there was a tweet last night because he was held up in Trump Tower with two girls. And the police went out and the girls are like, we want to be here, and the police are like, this is awkward, and I'm like, get Lifetime, it's called Surviving R. Kelly. Like,
wow,
can't be left alone with anybody,
right?
Make them leave.
Were they like of age, these girls, or
they didn't give ages or anything? Okay. Just, like, these two, they actually named them though, because like their parents or family were looking for them and they were with R. Kelly. That's his MO. But like, they didn't give out
yikes
ages. Right. I just assumed. Because, like, I remember when I was a kid being raised by bumpkins in Missouri with no internet, I still knew about R. Kelly because he married Aaliyah. And that's news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no. People were like, maybe she's an old soul. And I'm like, that's not a good enough excuse for child molestation and abuse.
Right.
I need to come up with something else. Like,
what I find wild is that, like, I'm pretty sure it was BuzzFeed did a whole expose article on this exact thing like a year ago and nobody read it.
No. Well, I feel like it was shared a lot on my Facebook, but once again, Black women will talk about something that
because now it's like, what really irritates me is like, now it's just, it's not like there have been conversations about it, because now it's just more mainstream,
right?
And so now you just get people who are just like, whoa, I had no idea. Or like still like perpetuating like all the same bullshit. Like, it's just, it's so weird. And to come with, to see conversations of like, these people have like known about this and this happened. And they're clearly coming to the conversation with more information than you, who are like, what? Lady Gaga? What? She didn't do anything wrong. She tried never. Yeah. You know? Like,
she knew.
Canceled. That white she woman.
Knew. Right. They all knew. Like, all these celebrities wanted to be in an R. Kelly situation. Like, Jay-Z had an album called Best of Both Worlds. I'm like, how does Jay-Z not know? Especially when Aaliyah was dating Damon Dash.
Oh, that's right. She did date.
Right?
Yeah.
And, right?
And he also refused to do an interview for the docuseries.
Well, a lot of people did.
I heard... Okay, so... I heard that. So some people refused to do an interview. That's what Dreen Hampton said. But she did not say that, that like evidently some of those people came out later and were like, so we were asked to do like this interview, like on like our, like basically they were asked to say positive things about R. Kelly, like in their working relationship with them. And they were like, that's not really what we want to speak on.
What?
And then so that's why they, it was like, you know. They, some of them were like, no.
So that was kind of left out.
So I do think
so maybe a little bit more nuanced than
Than just like this, some of these people did not want to talk about it. Some of them, of course, didn't. I mean, No, it's a complicated. It's actually not that complicated. This man needs to be canceled. Stop listening to his music. It's plenty of other good music. Okay, y'all. Yeah. Don't give him money from like your streams.
It's so wild how those numbers went up after the documentary came out.
Yeah.
One of my first weeks in Chicago, I was in Millennium Park walking around, and they had a bunch of kids dancing to I Believe I Can Fly. And I was like, Chicago, I feel of all people, you should know better.
Yeah.
And I was like, what have I done? Like, he literally was recorded peeing on a child. And we're like, we didn't never have proof. We never knew. We never had. I'm like, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Like, if Dave Chappelle could get a skit together about it, you could have tried somebody a little bit harder. Yep.
If the Boondocks could do a whole episode.
Right.
Whole
years.
We all, it was a joke. Like, we would joke about that in elementary school. Because, like, all of this, like,
pretty sure I found out about Aaliyah and R. Kelly being married as a small child.
Yeah.
Like,
literally.
And I didn't think it was weird because, like, I didn't know how old Aaliyah was. I was a small child. But, like,
No, I was like, she's a kid. I'm a kid. That ain't right.
Mm-hmm. I think, like, I want to say that maybe I was probably about the same age as Aaliyah when she married R. Kelly. But I had the same sort of reaction that you had, Sheree, where it was just sort of like, wait, that doesn't seem like that's right. But at the same, but at the time, it's like, well, nobody else seems to be doing anything about it. So, okay, I guess. Yeah, like you're not at that age. You're not as thoughtful, which is why you shouldn't be marrying people who are twice your age at 15. But I do remember when that came out and just that initial gut reaction was like, I don't think this is right, but all the adults seem to be okay with it, so I guess Ignition? Like, I don't know.
Like, that seems weird. What's his new album?
Like, yeah.
For the whole time. He's been doing this for over 30 years.
Right, right, yeah.
I think it's also, like, it was a celebrity marriage, so you're like, those are kooky anyway.
Like, they also brought up that, like, Elvis married Priscilla when she was, like, 14, and I was like, that's still gross, too.
What?
But it's okay, because they waited until they were married to do anything, according to them.
No.
And I was like, it's still wrong. Yeah. I'm a child. And other people in music before that were like, I'm gonna marry my little cousin. I'm like, no.
Yeah, and I think, like, we also, like, I don't know, like, now being, like, grown, I'm like, I really want to, like, be paying attention to, like, these, you know, predatory, like, behaviors from some of these, like, just from men, honestly, like, and these male celebrities, you know, and, like if I see an article, like, not to just, like, brush past and be like, okay, like, this shit is, like, real. Like, for example, Drake.
Drake
is kind of, like, up to something. I definitely have my eye on Drake because he's, like, so you already have this thing where he was texting Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things, right? They have, like, a friendship. I'm like, why are you friends with, like, this young girl? Like, come on. Right. And then also, like, there's some video that came out, like, it's from some years ago, so, like, he was younger, like, maybe, like, 24, but he's, like, kissing this girl on stage, and he's like, oh, how old are you? And she's, like, 17, and he's like, oh, man, like, I can't go to jail yet, but, like, you're so fine, and, like, kiss her some more, and then, like, send her off the stage. I'm like, what? Yeah, no. I know.
Just more.
Yes. And, like, I know we can all get into all specifics, but what the age of consent and, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, like, maybe it was not illegal, but it's still, like, really messed up. Like, why? Why
are it's, like, what he said.
It's just a mess. And so I have my eye on Drake. Like, I don't know. And then so many, like after this R. Kelly thing, like, you know, people have been calling out, like, local Chicago, like, artists and stuff like that who, like, have displayed abusive behaviors. And, like, I think, yeah, we do need to be, like, talking about this stuff and, like, calling this stuff out. Because that's the only way things are going to change. I would clap, but I don't know if that's going to mess with the morning thing.
Did y'all see that? There was a clip that came out about Lil Wayne, this conversation from, I think it was from some documentary or something that happened, like, years ago, where he was basically talking about how, like, Birdman put him in a room with two, like, grown women and said, when he was 11, and was like, don't come out until you're not a virgin anymore.
Oh.
And he was, like, telling the story to one of the girls that was just kind of hanging around the studio and was like, how old are you, 15? And she was like, I'm 15. And he was like, you not having sex yet? And she was like, no. And he was like, you gotta fix that. Like, I'm gonna do you like baby did me, which is what he calls Birdman for some reason. Oh. And it's like, this is just casual conversation that is happening, and all these grown men are sitting there laughing like, oh, yeah, Wayne, like, oh. It's a culture. Throw like, it's not even, away. Right? Yeah. Like, just, like, it's not even just, like, these isolated incidents of men being disgusting. Like, it's just, like, a whole recognized, normalized thing that we just do in every industry, honestly. You can't even just pin it on the music industry.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, we've all seen, like, Me Too, like, the Me Too movement in Hollywood and all that stuff. Like, this is just, and then also, like, just spreading out to, like, the culture of, like, work, right? Like, of your, like, boss, like, you know, like, maybe saying something objectifying or somebody with power over you, like, you know, just doing something that you're not interested in. Like, these, like, things are happening, like, all over. And it's just, like, you know, it's, like, it's good that, like, this change is happening. It does sometimes, like, I really sit in it and I'm like, this is sad that, like, so many people have been, like, abused in this way. So many, like, women and femmes, you know, who, like, feel like they cannot, like, speak out about this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? But I'm glad that change is happening. And that is something I want to keep going in 2019.
Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer came out in 2018.
We don't talk about it enough.
Yes.
We don't. Oh, so good. The album and the visual.
As she said. Yes. And we need to celebrate her every time we have mics.
Yes.
Yes,
so true.
Yes. I saw her in concert when she was here. She's so great and she's so tiny.
You just want to put her in your pocket. Yes.
And then cause the revolution. Right. You know what I mean? I would get into a situation and then pull out Janelle Monáe and be like, boom. Android's coming to get you, okay? Like, don't mess around.
Yes, and Janelle Monáe coming out as like bi, pan, like sexual is also like legendary.
And then her and Tessa Thompson.
Yes.
Acknowledging that they are the power couple we didn't know we had.
Yes, exactly.
No, they're not together. Not really. No.
They're not?
Tessa,
not?
I know, we all got excited when that article
we're all like, what?
But Tessa Thompson cheated.
I saw it.
I know. I too felt, because I really enjoyed that ship. That's my favorite. I'll ride that ship every day.
Well, I didn't think they were official, Tessa, but I thought they had dated at least casually.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Well, Tessa had come out after, at least I think the article that you're referring to, which she tweeted, she was like, I actually said a lot of other things in that article. Like, I said that I love Janelle, but like, not like that. Like, you took my words out of context.
Yeah.
Essentially what had been said.
Yeah.
But I feel like in the visual, though,
like in the Dirty Computer, yeah, like, movie that came out with it, like, there's this literal whole monologue that's not on the album of her, like, confessing her love.
I know. Trust me.
Maybe but Janelle loves Tessa, and Tessa's like, I'm a free bird. You
that's
know what I mean?
Exactly what
and
I
so
said.
I feel like they've like, you know, maybe they've like, you know, dated a little bit, but like they're not like an exclusive monogamous couple.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's breezy.
Right. The important thing is that they're still friends. They're still together, so we can still enjoy the ship from afar.
Have it
set sail or not.
I know. We don't know their personal lives.
We don't know.
No.
They don't want to be upfront with us about it, and that's fine.
But why not?
I know, right? I know. I'm like, it's your business, but I really want to know.
It's my business, too.
I need something to believe in.
I believed in love for that whole month, and now I don't anymore.
Now I'm sad.
Love is fake. If I could be in the middle of that sandwich, let me know. Right, I will meet you in the kitchen.
So silly. Oh my god. Ooh, okay, things that I loved. Black Panther.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Black Panther, y'all.
Wakanda forever.
Yes. Yeah.
So much so that all of the actors don't want to do the salute anymore.
I mean, they're sick of it.
I find
I'm already over it. But I mean, how cool is it that you have the part of it that's gonna be immortalized forever? We're
yeah,
doing Wakanda
right
till the end of time.
Right. Yeah.
I went to I saw Midsummer's Night's Dream at Chicago Shakespeare Theater, and during the play within a play with the players who are like running around the woods getting all sad and stuff. Mm-hmm. When they finally do the play, there's a black man playing the wall. And like as he like goes up to start doing his part, he does the Wakanda Forever song.
Oh my gosh, it's everywhere.
And I'm just like, my God.
It's everywhere. When they did it in like Real Housewives of Atlanta, I was like, okay, y'all. It's tired.
That's
now.
True, yeah.
I'm retired.
When also, the aunties start doing it.
They did it at the like National Black Congress caucus or something.
That's
like that.
They sure
like,
that,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a true
song. Oh yeah, I did see that picture of Maxine Waters doing it. Yeah.
That's
yeah. But I mean, it's like, it's such a great idea. Like, one, I love it. Like, and kind of going back to the Skiwi thing, that it's like we have these ways that we can communicate to each other. That it's just like, oh, if I'm doing this, then I kind of know that you're down, or right, at least like you might be down, right, or something.
Yes.
So I just love that they gave us that we can like greet each other or in celebration. Because I think there was a tennis player who did it after she like won a match and stuff. So it's just like, it's kind of nice to know that we can do this, right, and we all know what it means, and that like white people be like, wait, what's happening,
right,
what does that mean the revolution's about to start? It's like, don't worry about when the revolution's
right,
gonna start.
Exactly. Well, the revolution is already happening.
But I just kind of like that's out there. I mean, I understand why they're tired of doing it. But I just love that that's a thing that we have now. Mm-hmm. So
also quick shout out to the Black Panther soundtrack or accompanying album, really, because it's some of the songs are used in the movie, but a lot of them are kind of just like an audio thematic thing that Kendrick Lamar just kind of put his foot in and was like, I'll make the next great black thing alongside this great black thing, and we just go have a bunch of blackness just coming out of the entertainment industry, and it's going to be great.
I think Disney threw money at it, though.
Oh yeah, no, it's like it's definitely like associated with like it. Black That's Panther right. the movie. Yeah. It's just that, like, you know, like all of the orchestrations and everything that you hear that come with most Marvel movies. Mm. That's not on that soundtrack. It's
so
just
that's
like,
why La Di Da Di Da Slob On Your Knob did not make it into the film.
I think maybe. Yeah.
Weird.
Had to go with editing.
Oh, what a song.
But the rest of that song is so good.
No. I know. It's ridiculous.
I'm like, goddamn it, Future.
I'm okay with that.
Exactly. I have no idea. What is happening? I don't know.
You gotta listen to the song.
It's a good song, and then someone ruins it with a stupid line that makes everyone burst out laughing. When you're in your groove.
Why did Kendrick let that fly, though? Why was he in the studio like, yes, fire, put it
but
on, keep it?
Because they were probably high as hell. That's
right.
Why.
Yeah. They probably all laughed. Like,
yes, that's some good shit. Right. Play it again.
Right. Exactly.
Goodness. They're
making magic here.
They made to take it out and post and forgot, and they were like,
first black superhero movie, we can do whatever we want. Not the first. Let's not skip over Blade. Blade.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
OG.
What's
the
nice.
Whole. That's a great question.
Can we get him on the line?
Right. Like, call in Wesley.
Wesley, where are you at? Nice. How are your taxes?
Right.
Yeah, let's say he might be happy that IRS government shut down.
Wait, there was a poster somebody made that was like, if Black Panther was made in the 90s, and it had Wesley Snipes as Black Panther and Denzel Washington as Killmonger.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It would have been a nice because, like, Denzel wasn't a villain in the 90s. That was pre-training day.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. He would have been the Black Panther.
No, I think, yeah.
Well, because Lady Sings the Blues had happened, and he wasn't necessarily a villain in that, but he was definitely an anti-hero.
Yeah, I think he could have done.
I mean, not Lady Sings the Blues. I saw Lady in a Blue Dress. That's what I wanted.
No, he always had it in him. We just didn't take him seriously until training day. Mm. And then we were like, now you may be the person we need you to be for Fences.
Yeah. Oh, Fences. Also 2018?
Yeah.
2017.
That might be. Yeah.
Okay.
That
never mind. I take it back. Yeah. I take it back.
Not quite.
Oh, yeah.
Another great blockbuster that we were blessed with in 2018 was Crazy Rich Asians. Yeah. Shout out to those folks. Like, they really did that movie. Like, I loved it. I cried. I laughed. I felt like joy. I felt like I need to go to Singapore when I'm rich.
Right?
Not like, when I'm poor. When I'm rich.
No, I remember watching that in the theater, and it wasn't a lot of people in the theater, and the row that we were sitting on had an Asian family, and like during the dumpling scene, like the person who appeared to be like a grandpa was kind of explaining it to like his grandson, like in the movie theater. And it was just one of those moments where like you realize like how important it is. Like, you know, we're talking about Black Panther. But for everybody to like see themselves like in big, beautiful, big budget, like things because it's just so nice. And who thought having like, water on the floor at your wedding was balling.
My
like,
God,
who would have thought? Like, walking through water when you get married. That's like.
Holding up Lily.
I mean, if Beyonce's doing it at her concert.
That's true. I forgot she did that on Formation. Yeah. Oh my God.
One of the interesting conversations I saw coming out of the movie was like, all of like my Asian friends on my timeline were like, I had problems with this movie, but overall I'm glad that it exists. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's kind of the conversations that Black people were having as we first started getting more representation too.
Yeah.
We were like, we gotta only look like this? But like, also I'm glad that, you know, these Black people are getting work. But like, it's like, and so like, you know, it's just really interesting seeing that kind of recycle in like other cultures.
It's a long road to Black Panther. I don't think people realize like you don't just wake up and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're going to do like a superhero movie that also explores issues within the diaspora, mm-hmm. like, you know, we're just going to do that. Like, no, that doesn't happen. No. That
and
a
we're
lot
gonna have Disney of all people.
Right.
Right. And there's still so many, like, there's such, like, layered issues. Like, Black Panther also, like, was amazing because of, like, the dark skin, like, representation. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah.
In the film, especially of, like, yeah. darker skinned black women who mm-hmm. we don't get to see, like, mm-hmm. on film, like, very frequently.
Yeah.
Also not shown as, like, love interests and things mm-hmm. like that. So, mm-hmm. maybe yeah. just boundary breaking.
Radical.
Like, natural hair on
yes.
film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all the Afrofuturistic elements yeah. of it, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you get back to black?
Right?
Like, yes, talking about crazy rich Asians or giving it its price.
Right, exactly.
But
yeah. like, yes, diversity. All
yes,
of it.
Yes, bring everybody. More, everybody more. Deserves their own blockbuster movie.
Yes. yes. There hasn't been a decent rom-com in so long. Mm. Or, well, yeah. There hasn't been a decent
no,
rom-com
no, for
in
real.
So long. There just hasn't. And so the fact that now we finally get one and we have this representation is, like, really cool.
Right.
No, yeah. Plus, you know, I am pro hot Asian dudes.
Yes,
like
everybody was fine in that movie. Yeah. Even the, like, mama, I was like...
Yeah. But I know, like, that's an issue where, like, Asian men don't get to be leads. And, like, there's that whole, like, mm. Cast John Cho and stuff. Because, yeah. I mean, he is an exceptionally looking, like, good looking Asian man who mm-hmm. should have, like, you know, say, like, Ryan Gosling's career. Because he's just as, like, attractive, just as funny, just as, you know, charming, just as capable with drama. But because he's Asian, he's not going to be cast in the lead. So mm-hmm. it's like, yeah.
A lot of Asian actors just don't get the respect they deserve. Back mm-hmm. to Sandra Oh.
Yeah.
Like, she's in Killing Eve right now. Which is
that show is so
one.
Good.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. It's but, so
like,
good.
Well, she got the script because she said it, which was nominated for the Emmy that she should have won. but when she got the script, she read it and was like, oh, yeah, that's a cool character. I wish I could play her. And they were like, that's who we want you to read.
Mm.
And she's like, I just assume I'm always a sidekick or a throwaway character because that's my entire career because
right.
I'm Asian.
Right.
Because, like,
so
even at Grey's Anatomy, Christina
yeah.
Yang was the best person for mm-hmm. most of it. I identify that character. That is me. I am Yang. And yet she was always like, well, I mean, now that Meredith has stuff to do, we'll give you some more. And I was like, no. Give her her own spinoff.
Okay, so anybody else? I see beef on here.
Oh, like, I just thought that 2018 had some really nice beef. Like, there were just a lot of sort of, you know, there was Drake versus the world, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
The world
yeah,
that he was man. Trying to keep his son from.
Right. So, yeah,
Drake Pusha T.
Drake Pusha
T. Drake Kanye. Yeah. Drake Kanye. Kanye mm. everyone. Or Kanye mm. black people, I guess.
Kanye the universe.
Yeah. And, like.
Kanye and himself.
Yeah. Oh, so, there's that. And then, like, obviously, Nicki and Cardi. And then, like, I don't know how many Bodega Boy fans we have here, but they got into it with DJ Envy because,
oh, yeah.
yeah. So there was that, like, I was saying, like, earlier, like, a lot of butterscotch tears were shed this year.
What does that mean, butterscotch tears?
Like, a lot of, like, light-skinned black people coming at each other.
That's
awesome. A lot of beige rage this year.
I love it. The light brightness
right.
were
right.
in their
yeah.
feelings.
Oh my god.
Very much in our feelings.
It's like, you know, so it's like
yeah,
so. To enter one
right. But I mean, but you know, to make this more like intellectual and scholastic, it's just interesting.
I mean, we don't have to go.
Yeah. No, but
we
I just
where we are.
But just the fact that like we're all like watching these people fight each other, but they're not even like fighting. It's
yeah,
really just
it
well,
works.
Except for like Cardi who threw her shoe, but but like everybody else, it really is just like, ooh, I'm gonna tweet really hard at you. I'm gonna tweet harder and stuff. And we're all just like sitting back and watching it. And I don't know if this is like
it's fun when they make music too.
Yeah, exactly.
I
like.
Mean, Drake will forever have the pettiness of
so
his,
petty
diss track getting in a Grammy nom.
Yeah, that's true.
For me,
that's true.
Back in the day.
That was 2018.
Yeah.
Fingers turned to Twitter fingers. I don't know if Drake won that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I forget who is on top. Or like I couldn't even tell you who won all of these beefs at this point.
Well,
I think the Bodega Boys won their beef, but like
I feel like Drake and Pusha, because Pusha like really got him with what was it, Story of Adidon, and was mm-hmm. like Remember your fake baby? Where your baby at? And then Drake didn't come up with anything after that because... Mm.
Yeah. Even though he said he could have if he right. wanted to, but he would have ended the career.
But that guy said... Right. That, no, but remember like, that sure. guy like no. intervened and was just like, I'm ending the beef now. I forget what his name is. Is it J. Cole?
Wait. No, it wasn't J. Cole.
How
no.
Somebody, nowhere also, near. How can you end the beef if you wasn't in the beef?
Right.
No, that
I think
guy.
He was producing the diss track. And he was like, I can't... produce this because I don't want to, you know.
I don't want to ruin Kanye's family.
That's why you have to be independent when mm-hmm. you have issues.
Yeah. And then, okay, wait, what? Okay, Nicki has gone really off the rails. Yes. I think because yes. she and Cardi, you know, they find like Cardi posted all those videos on Instagram mm-hmm. and she was like, if you really want to, you know, then we can, you know. And then Nicki evidently was like, we can just leave it, you know. But like, they really have gone with their back and forth, but Nicki has kind of lost it.
Yeah, I'd say Cardi won those beefs only yeah. because we all knew that she was the only one willing to actually throw hands.
Right, right. Exactly.
No,
exactly.
She'll fight for anything. Mm. Yeah. I kind of enjoy watching her pop up in my news feed.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what do you mean you don't have Awkwafina? Right. You don't have Dasani? Let's fight it out.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Do it. I mean, that's how we all feel, right? I'm like, I wanna fight, you know, yeah. bitches when they don't got Awkwafina. But right. I'm gonna be doing that. I just be like, fine.
I want options. Don't tell me who your best choice water.
Right.
What? Best choice water.
I love it when she posts videos of her eating like fancy ass food. I'm like, yes, bitch, like on a private plane.
Or like
I'm
the like, fucking live, Instagram story for her Christmas house, like with all a hallway and a room full of presents. Oh, and you're just like, do you know this many people?
Right, exactly.
Who is this for?
Also, what do you do with all that shit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just
want. Also, why are you showing us? I'm not getting these gifts.
Just make music. Mm-hmm. Just make. Try to make good music.
Yeah. I mean,
wait, did y'all see her video? The
Huh?
What was her latest video, Cardi B? It's so good.
Oh, the money video.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's so good. It's so good. Anything else y'all want to talk about? I see Blackish on here. Was it just? Is that Blackish?
Oh, they gave us Grownish.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And it's a quality spinoff in the way spinoffs used to be back in the day.
Wait, can I go back to the Drake beef? Okay, just for clarification, it was Jay Prince who ended the beef between Pusha T and Drake. I just want to put that out there because, one, I don't want Jay Prince mad at me. So I want to give him credit where credit is due. So thank you for... bring a peace to these streets. Sorry.
Yes, real. I think Grownish is entertaining. I don't love it.
The same.
I mean, it's on Freeform, so it's not the most even show we're gonna get. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like they get to do certain things that Blackish doesn't do. Mm-hmm. Like that episode where we're talking about how like light skinned women are treated differently than dark skinned women. Mm-hmm. That's not mm-hmm. something that like Blackish does. I mean, don't get me wrong, they do their stuff. They're right. Like, let's get into Juneteenth real quick. Mm-hmm. But they don't get to like get into those like minute details of like this passive racism or active racism.
real. Yeah, there have been times like I think I really like the show because I think they do touch on those topics. I always find that like for me, I'm always like, I feel like they didn't go far enough, but maybe it's also like good for young people to sort of like just be getting like the sort of like tip of the surface of some of these issues. But sometimes, so like, for example, they did that thing on like, you know, one of her boyfriends was like, oh, she's definitely a virgin, like of the mm-hmm. lead. And then like they had this whole conversation where she was like, it's not fair for you to say that about me. And he's like, well, don't you say that like you like me because I'm like a basketball player and all this stuff. I'm like, okay, those things are not comparable. Right. Like the fact that like we're like, you know, holding virginity like up, yeah. like is not the same as like, yeah, you have some money or fame or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Also,
you know,
it wasn't like, this is why I'm dating you because you're mm-hmm. like, yeah. or well, people were like, oh, I know you've hit that. And he was like, no, she's virgin. What? That's why she's special. But like, right. she never was like, he's a basketball player. That's why he's special.
Right.
He was like, it's he's strange. Special and happens to be a basketball
also,
player.
Cash was trash.
I know. Yes. Cash trash.
Mm-hmm. I kind of see it as like Saved by the Bell with brown people. Mm. And we get to get into better topics other than, is Jessie addicted to caffeine? Oh my gosh, she's dancing.
Uh-huh. You know what? Okay, you know what? Back in the day, that was example. Serious. That was serious.
Caffeine addiction was real.
I'm not going to have 90s, you like try to denigrate her journey like, yeah. to health.
No, I made a STD in the bathroom last night. And so it's like Saved by the Bell, but like now we're PG-13 in it. as opposed to just PG in it. You
know
what?
Instead of caffeine, it's Adderall. Right?
Maybe I'm stingy because, like, I had, you know, Degrassi. Degrassi would go there.
Go there.
Okay, so moving on to things that ended in 2018. One thing we already talked about was Scandal. You know, yeah. goodbye Scandal. We already had a long discussion on Scandal at the beginning, but what an era. I remember, like, when it was first coming out, and I didn't watch it from the beginning, but, like, reading articles about how, like, this was the first time in, like, such a long time that a black woman was a lead in a drama on, like, network television, and, like, how big a deal that was. And just like you said, like, took a long time to get to Black Panther. Like, it took a long time to get to Scandal and all the other shows that we, like, see now where, like, there are, like, lead characters of color. Like, you know, like, it's, you know, like, let's say, like, the 90s, we had a lot of, like, family sitcoms and stuff like that. And, like, Black people being funny. But, like, as far as drama goes, yeah, it's taken some time to, like, give Black female leads in there. So Scandal has, you know, her little legacy.
Right. And Shonda, she got Scandal. And then with Viola in How to Go, like, that's the kind of work you hoped to be able to do is, like, all right, now I can put people who look just like me in these spaces.
Mm-hmm. Right. She's like, let me pop out a few successful white people shows so I can do what I actually want to do.
Right, like, was the last season a mess? Sure.
Yeah.
But an achievement.
The last, like, 3 seasons.
Nonetheless.
Of Scandal? Right. Oh, I feel like it was wackadoodle from the start.
Really?
I feel like the first, like, 2 seasons were, like, a little more reasonable. I think season 3, I was like, whenever Huck and Quinn got together, I was like, this show has gone off the rails.
Yeah. No.
For me, it's agreed. Gets kidnapped. I feel like when she comes back from being kidnapped, it's a totally different
I like that storyline. I won't get into, like, why, like, exactly, but I actually thought that was really interesting, like, this black woman getting kidnapped and, like, people just moving mountains to get to her, and, like, that her value was so high that it was like we could literally start a war over this black woman. Yeah. So there's a part of me that liked that storyline, but
okay, after that,
yeah,
like, the whole kidnapping, like, I live for that moment.
Yeah,
like, what's his face from season 1 comes back.
Oh yeah,
okay,
the white man.
Like, I live for that. It's
that.
Like,
that
once
part,
she comes back, and then it's like,
yeah,
because that experience very reasonably changed her. So that's when
she started murdering everybody.
Right. I'm like, it took a dark turn. And then, you know, we've talked about this, but, like, in the last season, the most frustrating thing was, like, Olivia's like, well, I'm going to be the evil bitch I was meant to be. And I was like, no, you can't be evil. I was like, no, let her
no,
be evil.
No, be evil. Be evil. Be evil. Be
right.
evil.
It's
be
like, all
evil.
Y'all have done terrible things this whole time.
Right. Yeah, it's like, why can't she do it?
A room and tell one person who's only murdered one person once.
Only murdered
right.
one person.
That guy deserved.
And he had it coming. But, like, I feel like I watched Scandal because everybody else did until about the time, whatever the season was after the kidnapping, because they came back, her and Jake. I'm like, why is Jake still here? Mm-hmm. And then, like, it because
Jake
of a
was kind of fine.
Very good
yeah, he's way finer than the no eyebrows president.
I mean, he was. Oh. But at the same time, like, that actor, he earned this. He started out in Felicity. Scott Foley started out in Felicity, late 90s, sweater wearing RA, who Felicity never got the time of day because she was chasing after Ben.
Yeah, a couple of other shows that ended in 2018 that, you know, we have mixed feelings about. New Girl came to its climactic. Hey, you can put that thumbs down away. Okay, listen, okay. Thumbs I'm going to start off the court of New Girl by saying that I think that is hilarious. I think that people maybe didn't like Zooey Deschanel, and that is completely understandable. Like, but everybody else
she
on that
nice
show
hair.
Was a gem.
I loved it until Megan Fox stood in for her because she had to have her baby, and then we never got back on track.
I actually liked Megan Fox on that show. Megan Fox did a really good job, especially just, like, kind of because she was, like, the palette cleanser that we needed.
Transformers.
Yes.
That artist.
She was the palette cleanser that we needed. We needed to see what the craziness of this apartment looks like in juxtaposition with a sane person.
But
and then we find out that.
Act.
Okay, that's fair.
Megan Fox is very much like, I'm here to make this one face. work around it.
It's a good
thing. You know, it's like it's the Barbra Streisand, you know, she can't dance, so we just have people dance around her. And we forget. She can.
Although, I love Barbra. Here's a question. Who's a better actress? Zooey Deschanel or Megan Fox?
Zooey.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say Zooey too.
Does it really count as acting as all you do is widen your eyes?
I don't think so. Wow. She fake cries too. Okay.
She got some range. At least she can widen her eyes, Megan.
Right. Hey Siri, is it snowing outside?
I remember that.
No. literally, your line readings from Megan. Nah.
I feel like Megan can, you know.
It's a transformer.
Yeah, Megan. Oh, no. I was going to say.
The toilet's overflowing.
Megan
guys.
Can act with robots. Can Zooey act with robots?
I mean, if she that are trans. Megan,
no, but that are transforming.
I think that she'd sit all the robots down and they'd have a beautiful, fun little tea party and then the world would be fine.
No, that's not.
I think that's how we save the world.
No.
Zooey
Deschanel.
Boo.
Boo. Are slaves.
Wait, what?
Megan's probably did too. Let's be honest. We're going to go there. Megan's probably did too.
Oh, God.
But wow.
This is old tea. I'll try to dig it up.
Oh, my God. Back to how it, I think that that show, while it had a super short time jump of a last season, the season finale ended in the best possible way for that show.
How did it end?
So it ends with Zooey Deschanel and Nick, who's the actor that played.
Yeah.
What is Zooey Deschanel's character on that show? Jess. There we go. Why can't I remember? Anyways, I feel like that just delegitimized everything I've said thus far.
I'm here. I'm on your side of the table in this courtroom. Okay. We're good.
So Jess and Nick are together. They're about to get engaged. Nick became a successful young adult author.
Okay.
And Cece and Schmidt live in a house together, and they have a cute little 3-year-old. And
they
Winston,
have a 3-year-old?
Yeah, they have a 3-year-old.
They jumped in time.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a 3-year time jump. And then Winston and his girlfriend, who he met working as a policeman, are about to have a baby too. And then they all get together to say goodbye to the loft because they get this eviction notice that is like, you guys haven't been living here, so you can't live here anymore. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. And so they're all like, dang, where are we going to live? Ah. And so they like play a game of True American, which is like a running joke of the show, which is like this drinking game that has no rules but spouting the name of famous politicians and drinking beer and jumping on pillows. There are a list of legitimate rules somewhere on the internet, which you have it?
June 10th. We're going to do it. My God. My apartment, Rogers Park. Let's go.
Let's
do it. Don't put your information out there. Edit that out. You don't want people showing up at your house.
Oh, Rogers Park is a big place. So they can find me. They know where the cheap bars are.
But so they play this drinking game and they're all like, oh, yeah, we've got this emotional satisfaction. We said goodbye. And then they get in the moving van and then they pull the thing of the moving van down and it's a picture of Winston's face. And he's like, prank you? The whole thing with his character is that his pranks are either too big or too little.
Okay.
So like, it'll be like, I put a pebble in your shoe and you didn't know. Ha ha, pranked. Or it'll be like, I killed your mom. Pranked. And you're like, find a middle ground, please. I am Winston.
I follow that actor on Twitter to this day because he was the best character.
Yes.
Even when they didn't know what to do with him, he was like, I'm going to sell this weird shit and you're going to like it. I'm like, yes. I do.
No, I think that's when they figured out what to do with him because at first they were just like, Damon Wayans Jr. has to go do happy endings. We need another black guy.
Right?
You.
He was so much better than that Wayans, though. Mm-hmm. Like, because the pilot was stiff. They got rid of him and they put in Winston. And they took him a couple episodes to figure out what to do with him. Mm-hmm. And then he was, like, better than Coach.
Yeah.
When Coach would come back, I would be offended. I was like, no, this is Winston's now.
I loved when Coach and Winston had their, like, buddy moments. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, look at these two, like, grown black men being weird on a TV show. Right. We don't get to see this enough. This is great. They're doing shenanigans. They're getting to Prince's house. It's great.
The Prince episode.
It had Prince on it. We love it.
Oh, that's right. Because he was a super big fan of that show. Wasn't he? Yeah. No, I watch New Girl like, because I think it's on Netflix or Hulu or one of the streaming services. So it's fine enough show to watch like in a row. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't make it like appointment television. Like, I'm not going to sit through two commercials.
That's fair.
For this.
It's a really good binge. It's on Netflix. Highly recommend binging. The it's fun yeah. all together.
Specifically
but
strong.
I don't know. Like, Zooey Deschanel,
I can clarify the tea.
Oh, thank you.
You had a descendant.
So dramatic.
Who owned a slave, but married a Quaker who was an anti-slavery person. So then later in tax documents, he doesn't own
an
a slave.
An abolitionist.
An abolitionist, yes. It said, anti-something. I'm just reading off the article. Her family, the women in her family were abolitionists. And so it seems like one of her ancestors married into a family that did own slaves. So the guy owned a slave. And it seems like maybe she convinced him to not do that. But they don't know exactly.
How do they know this?
Megan's Fox. Ancestry.com.
Cool. Yeah, they have a lot of records on
Can
what
we really hold owning slaves against our white actors?
Isn't that nice to know documents?
Yeah.
I can look at it online. Look at this. White people, they can just know what their family did, who they owned, when and where, looking at all these tax records. They had tax documents at that time. Gee, I wonder what that must have been like.
Right. So the government was open back then?
To have been.
I guess the government was open.
Right, I know.
That,
Wow, zing.
Forward to, whether it be like some pop culture stuff or like something that you're looking forward to in your own life.
Well, I see BB over there getting like super excited. So can I just say like my old auntie thing that I'm like, it's not so much excited but I'm sad about, but apparently Criminal Minds is ending this year. So
R.I.P. Reed.
Yeah, like so no more like crazy murders.
For so long.
I know. Something like that. So just like I'm going to be kind of sad to say goodbye to, you know, every week there's a different murderer who has some like really complicated motivation for things where you're just like, oh, I don't think that's a reason to kill people. But if that's your reason,
right. Like, follow
your bliss. Then okay.
No, let's not encourage you.
But it's like a friend of mine who used to work at the FBI was like, it's obviously not realistic. Like they don't have a jet. They're not all these like super like attractive toned people and stuff who are like solving cases all over the world. It's like, or all over the United States because the FBI is domestic, CIA is international. But it's not like that. But it's just like, I don't know. It's kind of, if you like a procedural, which I do, I'm a big fan of a criminal procedural. It's like, wow, that's an end of an era. Like, where do we go from Criminal Minds? Are we going to go to crazier crime dramas? Are we going to go to like, you know?
I mean, can't we just go sideways to NCIS?
Yeah, there are several there are still several NCISs, and I have fallen in love with NCIS New Orleans because I think as I get older,
the best one.
As I get older, it's just like you, like, it's funny how as you age, like older people start to look more attractive to you. And like, even you can look back and be like, wow, that person was really attractive. And I think I've mentioned this before, like Scott Bakula is like looking at him now and he's like in his 60s and I'm in my room. But it's like saying like, wow, Scott Bakula. Mm. Nothing to sneeze at right there. Yeah, it's just like, but then when you go back and you look at something like, wow, he's been fine this whole time.
Right.
But I was too young to realize it. Right. But now that I'm like older, it's just like, oh, wait, I appreciate, you know, having some decades on you and stuff, what that can do. But all of this to say, like, Criminal Minds, like, thank you for Shamar Moore, like, as a person. I don't know what he's like, but as a character on TV wearing tight T-shirts, he's lovely.
Yeah. Crime can run in those outfits.
I don't see how any of them can run in those outfits. Like,
it's the tightest of the tightest. I'm like, either they're going to solve this crime or start stripping. I don't know. It's like Ripaways.
I'll watch both.
That's a show. Let's write that show.
I will watch either one.
Tonight.
Right.
And okay, and the last thing I'll say is, like, I hope that in this final year they give Aisha Tyler a better weave.
Yes. I read an article on bad wigs on black people. I need to share that.
I feel like that's something.
Please share with the group.
And Idris Elba is fine, but his dread wigs in the Marvel movies.
Oh, his Heimdall wigs. Yeah.
They bring that up. They bring up Walking Dead because Michonne has needed a good wig for a decade now.
We need to watch this. I mean, or send me the link.
I'll send you all.
I feel like it's even worse on the British shows. Like, I feel like black, and having been in England and having had to find somebody to do my hair and it not working out. It's like, we don't realize how good we have it in America as black women as far as hair care is concerned, because when I was over, and granted this was years ago, I was just like, wow, y'all doing stuff we were doing in like the 80s.
Oh, everything. No.
Yeah.
They got hot combs over there?
They might, but it might be like, you know, one of them old timey stoves.
Are they electric and not on the stove? Because you need the one in the stove. You can't do the electric. It won't get you the way that the other ones will.
Girls who can really turn out a wig and makeup.
But I mean, on TV, like on TV, it just seems like they don't have like a person on staff. And so people's, you know, it is not quite there and stuff like.
I've seen Doctor Who.
Yeah, you were talking
about Idris, right?
Sorry.
Idris Elba, I found out, is also a DJ.
Yes, because
I was like, he can't get hotter, and it was like, watch me spin this. I'm like, he can get hotter.
Wait,
yes.
That makes him hotter.
I can't explain it, because at first I'm like, DJs, whatever, and he's like, I'm like, yes.
No.
Wait, what was
he? I was like, do you want me to fly to you or do you want to come here? I want to be doing Idris. What are we doing?
Go to him.
Maybe it's like, the reverse where it's Idris makes DJs hotter.
Yeah. I think that makes more sense. No offense to, you know, DJ Americans, but.
DJ Americans.
No, nobody's here for the DJs in America. They're all like, my Mac does it all. Here's two buttons.
Oh, I'm not going to say that.
No, it's like, I can tell if he's playing music or if he's playing on his Facebook.
No.
That's not sexy.
The opinion.
Records and headphones being Idris.
So no, the opinions DJ of DJs are of Sheree's and Sheree's only.
No DJs were harmed in this recording. But back to things ending this year. Broad City's coming to a close, and I
like that show.
I'm so sad. It starts later this month, and I'm just like, I don't want to cry.
Aww.
They said they've kind of grown out of it. I don't know if you saw the interview they wrote about it, but I was like, oh, this is like, it seems like it's like a good thing for them.
Yeah.
They're still probably going to work together on different stuff, but they were like, this is not us anymore.
Yeah. Doesn't like Alana have a book coming out?
She's got a lot of things coming out.
Good for her.
They stay busy, those girls. They stay busy. Yeah. Sure.
They're a power duo.
Yeah. But I, like, you know, we're talking about Friends and, like, how that show wasn't really, like, reflective of life as a young adult in New York City. I feel like Broad City was a lot closer, where you kind of have that, like, you're struggling. And I don't think they struggled as much as, like, some people do in New York, but still
very,
like
white.
Yeah, but still, like, that sort of striving, like, not being where you want to be, making bad decisions, having adventures and stuff. Like, I felt like that show did a lot better than some other shows when you have like young people in a big city making your way and all that. So I definitely enjoyed it for that.
Yeah, they had realistic apartments.
Yeah.
Like the boyfriend of the roommate you never see who lives there now and is always in your shit. Like,
he's just the worst.
He's the worst.
I would be Bevers.
That guy. Yeah,
I've never seen her actual roommate, but Bevers is always there, her bathrobe. Messing up stuff.
Yes. I always want to. And then they're just like, nope, it's just more Bevers.
Yeah. I feel like she moved out. I'm like, do you want this apartment, Bevers? Like, yeah. And they just never told Abby.
Might be the way that it went. Mm-hmm. Also 2019, looking forward to like self-care and like ways to take care of myself. I think it's like super important. I know. And it feels kind of weird because I feel like that word's been like used a lot lately, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think y'all like seriously like pay attention to like how you're actually like feeling at times, and you know, do things to make yourself feel better when you can. Like, it is what it is.
Like, watch TV.
Mm-hmm. That's my self-care.
So ooh, much TV is going
to
be watched.
The Little. I'm looking forward to Little in 2019.
That looks Martha really
Martin,
good. Yeah.
Ray, Regina Hall. Oh, my God. They're all just going to be hilarious and looking beautiful in, like, pantsuits and corporate clothing.
Yes.
And, like, corporate clothing. Also, her afro just looks like...
Her hair is gold. Yeah. Yeah.
So Marcy Martin is also the youngest, like, what, executive producer ever? Because she yeah. made that movie because she saw Big and, like, was like, oh, I want to make a movie, like, a little bit like this. Mm-hmm. And I came up with this concept.
That yeah. yeah. It looks really good.
If you haven't seen the trailer, go watch it.
Yeah. Looks so funny.
I can't wait.
Great. Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad we're at the point that we can have movies like that. Like, again, you know, referencing
like
yeah. Yeah, like, well, it can be just like, oh, let's have a movie with a bunch of Black people. And then, like, just some crazy stuff happens. And it doesn't have to be, like, yeah. necessarily about, like, the struggle right. and yeah. stuff. Because, I mean, we all live the struggle right. every day. Like, we're going to leave this place and it's going to be struggle out there, mm-hmm. you know. But it's just kind of nice that we're at the point where, like, our stories don't always have to be about, like, justifying Blackness because Blackness is justified mm-hmm. and stuff. So now we could
it
just
looks a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They referenced that in the trailer. She's like, no, this doesn't happen to Black
right.
people.
Yeah, yeah. But oh it does now because thanks, Obama.
And we're also getting away from the Tyler Perry era, oh, which I always yeah. had issues oh. with. I've always had issues with that.
I like, hate him.
I still want to see Madea.
Like, I'll go see Madea's funeral. I'm going to go watch her die.
Nah, I'll watch that in 3D.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm pretty sure, isn't he retiring?
Yeah, he's retiring that character. Yeah. So.
In 2019?
Right. I feel like we got to give our props to Tyler Perry. Because
he built an empire.
He can give people jobs. Because that's really the greatest benefit. Mm-hmm. What he's added to the narrative is trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And well, we all...
Okay.
It's trash. Oh. It's trash.
Devil's Advocate.
It's a minstrel show.
It's trash.
Devil's
it's
Advocate.
Trash.
It's like, okay, so it's not the most highbrow stuff, but like, I don't know how to say, this is probably going to sound, I feel like there are Black people who enjoy Tyler Perry because they see themselves reflected in Tyler Perry. Mm. And to not acknowledge that is to be, to kind of dismiss those people. So, and I understand, well, I mean, I guess it's just like, you know, we celebrate shows like Black-ish and prior, you know, The Cosby Show, showing like these very sort of like aspirational, like upper middle class Black people, but there are also, you know, people who are working middle class or poor and they want to see themselves. And they're definitely gonna be better shows about that, but the thing about Tyler Perry is he was like, well, I'm gonna tell these stories now, and he did it in a successful way. And this is not to say that I think that all those shows or stories are of quality, but I just don't want to dismiss Tyler Perry out of hand.
Sure. I didn't mean trash is like,
no, I know.
To be,
I just wanted to say that.
No, because I totally get that. What I meant more specifically were the themes of like light-skinned woman
yes.
gets in trouble because her dark-skinned boyfriend doesn't love her or is even worse, abusing her or something. And then she has to find that light-skinned man who
right.
loves Jesus and loves her almost as much as he loves Jesus. And now he's going to save her. Like, that. Those kinds of narratives, I think, are awful. And also, like, just he didn't write Black. I don't think he wrote Black women very well.
He was stereotypes.
No.
And people let him get away with it because they didn't have it representation anywhere else.
Or it might not even necessarily be because, like, to Aisha's point, it's like people saw themselves. I just don't think he made those characters well-rounded enough. I don't think he... like really like fleshed those people out, but he employed Black people, which is amazing, and I think he can continue to do that and be in a producer role, but like let the young ones create
right.
the content and the stories, because the narrative, like the things that we want to talk about, have moved on from things that Tyler Perry wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Which yeah. to his credit, like was really like big at the time, and no one else was doing that, no one else was employing like half of these actors either, but the time has
Scott. Yeah. Mm. And like, I mean, he was doing those plays and he was making a lot of money because people wanted to see that. And
he
it's like
working class black people to believe that theater was for them, which is cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. But I mean, he could, like you said, like he has enough power now that he could be helping other people produce, you know, more stories. And plus, like, he's acting now and stuff.
Who
so he could do that.
Because you know he loves to put Tyler Perry Presents on everything. So
yeah.
He might have too big of an ego to really do it.
It's like Spike Lee, where we're just like, you did great stuff, and we just kind of want you to sit down in a corner now and let other people do. Like, we recognize you as, like, a great, you know, you did it. You did that.
You got your legacy.
But, like, you've done that. So we're done.
Whoopi Goldberg and Tiffany Haddish, and I saw a trailer for it.
Oh, Nobody's Fool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still kind of want to see
that. I kind of want to see that, too.
Like, yeah, I mean, God help me. It's like...
I love Tiffany Haddish.
And, like, Amber Riley and, like, Tika Sumpter.
Oh, Amber Riley.
Yeah, no. It's a good cast.
I want Amber Riley to be in everything. Like, she should be, like, hella famous.
Yes, she should be.
She's America's treasure.
She is.
Amber Riley? Yeah. Yes. Oh,
yeah.
My God, I love her.
Like... Watching her sing, like,
no,
yeah,
not at all. So like, underused.
I think there's you could go on YouTube and her singing that song from Dreamgirls, like, and I'm telling you, it's just like, wow, you really should be like, you know, like the way like Jennifer Hudson is getting this career, like, kind of, you know, people want her to be the black Barbara Streisand, then like Amber Riley should be like, I don't know, the black Jennifer Hudson. I don't know. Like, she should be up there, too. She should be up there, too, singing. And
Jennifer Hudson does not want to be the black Barbra Streisand.
But you know, like, how people want her to be that. Like, they're just like, you know, oh, you're a singer, and, like, you can act, so we're going to put you in,
can
like...
Can
she... I'm going to step away from that. I'm going to step away from that.
End of the episode.
Tyler Perry ruining things. Fights.
Right,
the girl, what you watching?
Right, exactly. We've had a few tussles today.
I know, we had a very serious conversation.
We did.
About Tyler Perry.
We did. But I love it, and I love y'all, and I'm so glad that, like, coming into 2019 with you in this moment.
Yeah.
Yay.
With a little good discussion. So let's go ahead and sign off to the people. Let's give them a little group bye for no reason other than that just came out of my mouth. On the count of three. One, two, three.
Bye!